Hello and welcome to Rage Across the Internet presents Wherever Gaia Takes Us, a World of the Apocalypse Let's Play. Starring
Daniel Tyson as Ricochet,
CJ as Nightfang,
Tommy Dixon as Walks with Anubis,
and I'm your storyteller Porter. Chapter 9, The Unfortunate Disposition of One Falling Leaf at Twilight. You find yourselves on the shore, a temporary respite from the flames. The smoke billows into the air, blotting out the sun. You sit there at the edge of the water, nursing your wounds, gasping a somewhat fresher quality of air. Nightfang's knee is an absolute fucking disaster. The bullet's still in there. Every step on your way to this brief sanctuary was absolute agony.
Now that we're actually at this little respite area, gonna help set Cheddar down and then just flop down on my ass, kick my leg out as straight as I can. Anybody want to help with this? It's not fun at all. Come on, please.
Suddenly Dante springs up as if waking from a nightmare. He gasps for air, struggling to catch his breath.
The fuck is happening?
Can you breathe?
No.
Well, you're talking, so it's good enough. This Nightfang's wounds, these are serious. If you can breathe, we'll take care of you soon enough.
Fill me in as I do this.
Maybe shift so you can heal.
Shift up to Glabro and make my way over to Nightfang. Pulling out my knife and doing some triage on him yet again. Get him a stick or something to bite on. This is not going to feel good.
I want some dex med on that.
Also in Glabro, so I can heal whatever wounds I also have. I remember the thigh. Took one right to the haunch.
Yeah, you're not feeling great. Dave is barely with it. It looks like he's about to pass out any second now.
Okay.
Diff.
Just standard diff.
Two.
All right. You start digging. The light isn't great, but hey, that's all right. The knee's not a super huge area. The pain is just shy of excruciating. You're not in a great place there, Nightfang. You bite down hard on the fucking the stick provided. Mm-hmm. I think maybe a molar's loose now. But after a few minutes digging, Dante retrieves the bullet, tossing it onto the ground below, and now you can start to actually heal that shit.
Yeah. Just letting out a few deep breaths before even attempting to speak. Dante, if that wasn't necessary, I would beat the shit out of you right now.
Noted.
Might want to see the Cheddar. He got shot more than I did.
Yep. I'm going to head over to Cheddar as well. See what I can do, if he can even hear me. Try to get him to shift, too.
He's out.
Completely out?
He's out.
Fuck.
Okay. So, God damn it. How do we explain this properly, Dante? Like, we don't know why y'all were out there, but we were back at the cabin with the rest of them, with the rest of Le Magnifique, and we're going over everything so far. Then I guess Dodger sent the pigeon. We followed it. We found, I don't fucking know, maybe an extermination squad by the looks of it. Flamethrowers, automatic weapons and shit in the forest with those cows. Everything gone on fire, and He's just going to trail off very clearly on his face. He doesn't want to keep going himself, trying to, you know, not say it because that would make it real.
I got hit with something out there. I'm roughly kind of pretty much know what happened. I was still there, but not. Heard the extermination squad. Heard all the ruckus. But just could not move. I don't know what I was hit with.
Partial paralyzation kind of thing?
Something.
Alright, then realizing what Nightfang is trying to avoid saying, kind of just look around and this not easy. But well, it was a life for a life. You're back, but Hippolyta Shadow is not.
What? What happened?
Something got her. Never seen anything like that before.
Then we're just standing around doing nothing right now?
We're fucking healing right now. We'd all be in her same shoes.
Did you get it? Did you know what it is? Did you see it? What? I'm at a loss right now. And I'm very angry. And this forest fire is getting out of hand. As I look around.
Oh, absolutely.
We need to get back to the scene.
We can't. We're in no shape to fight whatever the fuck that was.
I fucking tried multiple times, man. I couldn't seem to put a fucking scratch on it.
It was way too strong. No effort. Some kind of fucking scorpion tail stinger.
Just questioningly looking at you. What?
I wish I had the fucking words to explain.
If it's any other thing to go off of, I mean, look at Cheddar right now. He did that to him. I don't know if we right now really should be going back there yet. Especially not with the fire. We fucking barely got out of there ourselves.
How's he doing, Ricochet?
Tend to whatever wounds that I can. See if I can at least get him to wake up and shift.
Are there exit wounds on those bullet holes?
Nice. Look around, seeing if I can find any exit holes. Probably perception and alertness.
Yeah, go ahead.
Standard, or are we still in like the midst of smoke, so it's higher?
No, keep it standard. You're far enough away. It's like LA quality at this point.
One.
Jesus. You think he's bleeding?
There's too much blood. I don't see any exit wounds.
Did you turn him over?
There's too much.
Just looking at the guy. Flip him over.
I'm sorry.
And I come over there and move him.
Thank you for, yeah, rubbing that in with one fucking success roll. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I had to. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it was perfect. You turn him over, taking a look. I mean, you don't...
Figured you were going to make me roll, too, yeah. And see if I fail this. So I can be that guy, too. Three.
You see two exit wounds.
On the entrance wounds.
I believe it was three.
I don't remember offhand. But
neither do I. I should have fucking written it down.
That's fine.
I'm saying three now.
Okay.
At this point, I see exit wounds. I'm going to Mother's Touch them. If there's something else in there, we'll deal with it later. Yes, I'm going to touch him. Motherly.
It's going to be a 5.
2.
Okay.
That should get him by. See if he'll stir later. At least stop the bleeding.
Yeah, he's still out, but yes, obviously the bleeding has in fact subsided. But yeah, he's out.
You guys keep resting. I am not letting this go. I'm going back.
You are not going back.
I'm not listening to you.
If you really want to join, if you want to join Cassie, fucking go. Don't go right now, man.
I have a thing I want to try. Just trust me.
What?
You'll see.
Dude, I'm not going forest far. Fire.
I'm not going in the forest. Just wait and see. You guys have bitched enough at me for not doing my spirit stuff. Just wait. And I start huffing it towards the fire.
All right. Where's the line here?
Just walking closer to it. So it's more of his. I'm not going in the smoke. I'm just going towards the tree line. That's a
blaze. You see why we're asking, yes. Though. Okay. Obviously, you get closer. The air gets thicker. It's harder to breathe. It's harder to see. You can feel the heat. You're keeping what you consider a safe distance, but all that's entirely relative. Nightfang, Ricochet, you can see him in the distance. He's not left your line of sight, but...
Yeah, concerned at this point, yeah. As long as he hasn't left line of sight, then I'm not freaking out too much.
When I find a nice little spot where there's less grass, it's like more rocky and earthy, I will take a sit.
Yeah, you're already there. You are where you need to be, sir.
I need to know the diff of the gauntlet, sir.
We'll call it a 6.
I'll just pop a willpower just because I know my dice. That's just a pierce, to call it.
Can I tell us what you're doing?
I'm getting there. Hold on. Sure. Just doing the activation roll. I sit in the ground, close my eyes, and I begin to chant. O great earth elementals, I beseech you, come to my call. We need your assistance. Now I'll do the actual roll.
Actual roll of what?
Gnosis. Okay. And this depends on the level of spirit I get.
You looked it up beforehand.
Yep.
Damn. 3.
Just gonna get a gaffle.
It takes a moment. Perhaps a little longer than you expected. But suddenly you see the ground itself start to rise. It takes the form not unlike a ghost in a sheet. The silhouette. And then those of long, ape-like arms as the spirit materializes in the physical plane. The light sandy color, no contours, is like as if a shadow given form. Slowly, it almost starts to erode to give the shape of a head, little contours, a simulacrum of where eyes would be. Its makeshift head subtly turns as if a dog trying to understand a situation.
Thank you for heeding my call. If you look behind you, your greatest foe has presented itself, soiling your lands. I ask for your assistance to contain the fire elementals doing this damage. To purify your land once more.
its head turns all the more. Clearly confused.
It's not going to have a voice, huh?
No, not a gaffling.
I stand and walk behind it and wait for it to turn around.
It does. It spins, keeping an eye at you. It moves with a bit of a start as it sees the blaze in the background. It seems to... It floats a few inches backward. And then changes its body language to a more aggressive stance. Slowly floating forward a bit.
I need your help. We need your help.
Its arms pull back. You see again the dirt falls away to form fingers. They cup the air. And suddenly push forward. You could see a blast of sand, of dirt, spring forward. A wave, like a tidal wave, cascading down on some of the flames. It's by no means all-encompassing, but it's something. It charges forward, hitting again. Again. And again, putting out little bit by little bit. In the distance, you can hear sirens.
I'm enjoying the scene. I don't know what else to do.
Ricochet is just astounded at that point. Completely surprised. And a little impressed at the same time.
The sirens, I assume they are coming roughly in our direction, like off from the side or like directly behind us and towards the fire.
Well, I would say at this point behind you is water.
Okay.
What are you, Glabro?
Yeah.
All right.
Could go down to Lupus. Probably should go down to Lupus. That way I could use three legs instead of four to walk.
Also, I could give you a better answer to your question.
Yeah.
So your dumbass human ears don't...
Shifting down into Lupus to get a better idea of where those sirens are coming from and to make it easier to walk later.
Give us a roll. Please and thank you.
Okay. Diff 6 or...
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just making sure...
Oh, yeah. I know we've been a while, so the reminder, standard diff 6, lest I say otherwise.
Yep. The penalty for the injuries apply?
No, not for your ears.
Okay, cool. Just checking.
No, perfectly fair. Don't forget any of your fucking stat bonus, too, though.
Yep.
Because Lupus.
Three successes.
All right, yeah. It's coming from the distance. It's coming back from town. I mean, bottom line, this is the fucking fire engine.
Mm-hmm.
Those have different sirens. I don't know if he would know that.
They do.
No, Nightfang. I mean, Nightfang, not CJ. Nightfang might not know that.
Yeah, might not. Yeah. Looking over to Dante now. That's a neat Sandman on demand, but I think we need to get moving.
And still in Glabro, I will pick up Cheesy Dave.
They will not be able to fight this all the way. I will be here with the spirit until I have to dismiss it.
I mean, the spirit's doing a good job on its own right now, man, but...
And you want people seeing this?
That's what I'm saying. You should probably dismiss it and let them try to deal with this. I don't think we're going to find anything here until well after the fire's gone. And I don't think we're going to be able to do much to help. That spirit's doing a bit, but, you know, like scooping water out of the ocean and all that.
You did what you could.
I'm not giving up.
Neither are we.
The spirit is clearly slowing down. it's weakening, running out of essence. You continue to watch. It becomes less and less effective and eventually dissipates back into the umbra.
I can do more. I'm not giving up.
It's not giving up. It's, we're coming back later. It's just right now with, you know, the sirens coming this way, we stand a bigger chance of getting seen or found out here. And then, hey, guess what? What are they going to ask about the kid who's got his knee shot? The guy over here who's shot all up? You who extra crispy? Like, this is a comeback later, whatever, there's less heat. Physically and metaphorically.
This is a tactical retreat. We need to regroup, heal up, figure out what to do next. That doesn't mean we're giving up.
As we waste time, the evidence disappears.
Yeah, and also we need to let Le Magnifique know somebody's got Dodger. Somebody who took out Cassie almost could have taken out Cheddar. Could have probably taken out most of us if we weren't careful and ran. We need backup.
They won't see us. We have the Umbra. We can be here as long as we need to be. They won't be able to fight this fire back by themselves. This little fucking town.
And what are we going to do? Like, yeah, you got, once again, Sandman on demand.
I can summon
more. What about us?
You guys can retreat. I can summon more.
What just happened? I don't think we're going to leave any of us alone for a while. Especially not here where, you know, we ran into some guy with a scorpion tail. Who knows what's on the other side right now? Certainly not leaving you there alone.
This is a reset, regroup.
Everyone heal a damage while this has been going on.
Even Ag?
No, but turn an Ag into a lethal.
Okay.
At this point, I'm waiting for you guys just to, like, rip me away. Because obviously, I'm... Rage is making me stay. Like, come on.
Yeah, well, I'm holding on to... Cheddar. He's pretty much on my shoulder at this point.
Still in Hamid form?
Still Glabro.
Glabro? Okay. Well, let's step sideways and see what's there. Since, yep, that is an idea, especially to keep us from being seen, especially while leaving. It was Div 6, right?
Yes, sir.
One success.
Gentlemen?
Yep. Okay.
I'm not... Hold on. I just had something. Because I wanted to make sure I'm still angry here. I'm not leaving my packmate behind. She deserves a funeral.
And we'll get that. But right now, I don't think there's much...
You are stepping sideways, sir. You can't say shit.
Oh, yeah. True.
You got spiders in your mouth now.
Not again.
Man, anywhere else in the world, you get that sentence, huh?
There's nothing we can do right now. If she's lucky, the fire got the rest of her. We go in after her, we join her. I don't want to leave her either, but one for the many. And from there, two.
Thank you.
And I'm carrying Dave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and just because I remembered, it's minus one difficulty because salmon for us.
Oh, then it would be three. Thank you.
Poof, you're there.
Does that change your role, CJ?
No, it was an 8 and a 2.
Thank you, because I completely forgot.
are you going as well?
I'm just, hold on. I mean, seeing that they're both disappearing into the Umbra, Dante begins pacing, holding his head, and eventually does it too. Four.
Fuck.
No, there's one, sorry. Three. It's still.
Yeah.
I thought that was a two.
Ricochet, you easily step through the gauntlet, the gossamer threads of the barrier slightly sticking to you as you stand now in the spirit realm. Slowly, you see Nightfang fade in. The pull is much stronger for you, Nightfang. It's as if the gauntlet itself is trying to restrain you, trying to keep you there. You swear you could feel the legs, the light touch of patterned spiders crossing your back and the back of your arms as you finally rip through, only to see both Dante and Ricochet on the other side waiting for you.
Yeah, just gonna shake off, like, you know, just finish taking a dip in water, because that's not a fun feeling. And don't want to have any passengers.
It seems like you're good, but, you know,
passengers.
Maybe check your eyes later, I don't know. Looking around you can see the crystal blues of the water. It glimmers in the umbral moonlight. The smoke still billows up from the tree line, seemingly parting around Luna herself to allow her light to pass through. You can see fire elementals, a few dozen, congregating over into the woods, feasting. You can hear their ravenous cries as they crackle out as they consume the woods.
Yeah, that looks like it might have taken more than just one of those spirits you summoned to deal with that. If there's that many here, let's get moving. Gonna limp run back towards the cabin.
Maybe we need something stronger. I'm a little too young, but we have a friend.
We do.
Oh, great Coho Jack, I ask you to come forth and help us as I walk towards the water.
What's your guys' totem level at?
Two.
Okay. CJ.
Yeah.
Odds or evens?
Let's go evens.
Okay. Looking out to the water, Dante notices it's a bubbling. And then as if the water itself parts, slowly he rises. As if the creature from the black lagoon, clad in a flashy silver sequin business suit, his skin a bright pink. You called.
This fire is getting out of hand behind us. I am too weak of a thurge. I tried to summon earth elementals to help, but these fire elementals are out of control. I'm afraid for the land.
He slowly saunters to land, doing a little dance as he walks up. It's all right, baby. You just ruined the realm, is all. Summoning gathlings to cross the gauntlet? You're doing shit at half power already. But look at that fire. Burn, baby, burn.
Tell me he does a 360.
I was about to.
Damn it.
You prick.
Say it anyway.
As he takes a step on land, he does a spin. A little bit of flourish with his hands as he sweeps forward, creating a tidal wave behind him. The water passes right through him, not even touching. He adjusts his tie. The three of you are absolutely, four of you, are absolutely soaked by the pressing water. It goes in, hitting the fire elementals like a fist. They diminish in size, and as the water lands, it disperses too into water elementals. They begin fighting. That should do it. Hey, isn't somebody missing?
Hang my head.
All of us hang our head.
You cannot do that.
I hang my head.
There you go. You can't make CJ do that.
Yeah. Walking back over to the pack, looking up to Seven. Yeah, Cassie, Hippolyta's shadow. She's not with us now.
She sacrificed herself so we can get both Dante and Cheesy Dave out of there. And I look over at Dante again. One for the many.
Yeah, my condolences, kids. You'll make it through, though. I had to say it, but these things happen. You just take care of each other.
I owe you one, Coho.
Hey, call me Jack. He hits you with a couple finger guns and starts moonwalking back to shore, or from the shore. You guys hang in there. Stay groovy. We'll be in touch soon. I'm going to have a job for you.
Thanks, Jack.
In the meantime, keep staying alive.
Another groovy dance.
He slips back down into the water and vanishes.
I wish we could show at least that part on air. That was fantastic. No, that was fucking good, dude.
It's just what was in my heart.
I'm fucking like Elvis.
Fucking.
And then the moonwalk backward. Stay groovy.
Keep staying alive. Jesus Christ.
With the style and the water show, that thing feels a little bit at home. Something straight out of Vegas.
That's fucking beautiful.
I love and hate Coho Jack so much.
I love it. Impressive, Dante. You got it done. But we still need to get out of here.
The fight's still going on, but you probably gave the guys in the realm a better chance.
Let's hope there's some evidence left after it's down.
Yeah.
Give me Dave, I can run.
Hand him over to you, and then shift to Lupus.
Yeah, man, I will say, despite the burns that I previously did not discuss, but...
Of course, I was in a fire.
Right. Yeah. You are in the best shape, physically, of the group, so... The lot of you make your way. I'm heading back to the cabin. To regroup, to heal, to inform La Magnifique. The land itself hisses and smolders, being suppressed. Angry, wounded, and exhausted, the pack returns to the cabin in order to alert La Magnifique. Upon returning, they find their allies tending to a wounded Dodger, who had stirred in transit and made his way back to the pack. Cassie's body was never recovered. KT spent the next day and a half in tears. The recent losses piling up. Her friends seemingly dropping like flies. Mia has been taken to her. Speaking with her, tending, it looks like they are bonding a little bit. It's eased the burden somewhat. As the next few days pass, you heal from your wounds. Go ahead and heal those up. And despite Farfour's irritation at this situation, everyone has stayed close to home to heal, to regroup, and to make a decision as to where to go next. Dodger has every bit of a memories of what happened, just as Dante did. The plant creature clearly some sort of other Gorgon, struck them both without warning, its neurotoxin feeding on them. He woke up in the van and managed to escape, making his way home. No one has found the van, though Farfor has sent Carter and Bodhi on regular scouting missions, keeping an eye out. Revenge isn't far from anyone's mind. And as the 5 days have passed, the recovery is complete. It's time to set your sights on the next steps. It's about 10 in the morning. The rains that plagued the last, you know, week or so have stopped. It's been a little bit of a heat wave.
Nice and humid then.
Exactly. There's hardly a cloud in the sky already. And temperatures seem are threatening to reach the hundreds. You find yourselves in the cabin.
Who is not there? I figure that's probably a shorter list.
Okay. Well, KT's not at the cabin. She spent last night at her apartment. Bodhi and Mia are likely out at the lake. It seems to be normal habit, as you are also sure to find Dodger meditating on the back deck. Farfor and Carter are nowhere to be seen. And Dave is probably sleeping and still recovering from his wounds. You suspect he's milking them just to have a little extra time off.
Wouldn't be surprised. So actively, it's just us three.
You know, the lake's right there, and the back deck is literally on the other side of the door.
Yeah,
like, gonna go around looking for them too, and just nod towards the kitchen. Probably wouldn't be a bad idea for a pack meeting. We need to figure out what we're doing next, and how we're gonna try helping look for this whoever it was that took Cassie. Come on. I'm just going to go take a seat at the, if I remember correctly, the table in the kitchen.
Alright.
And I'm following and taking a seat as well.
It's a box of donuts on the table that was not there last night.
Then definitely going to take one of those.
Definitely going to take two.
One out of the box. Okay.
You got the chocolate frosted, standard glaze. This isn't important.
Tell me there's a Boston cream in there.
There is now.
Thank you. I won't take that one. Just kidding.
Looks like someone dipped their thumb in it, though.
Oh, fuck off. Damn it. I don't care. Take it anyway.
As Dante is licking his thumb.
Dick. Still eating it.
There's also a fresh ish pot of coffee.
Going for that too.
Mind grabbing me one?
And I'll hold up the pot, and Dante, you too.
I'll pass. Far too hot for that.
Could be worse, could be in the hundreds already, but it's getting there. Just going to look to Dante for a moment. So first things first, before we got the notice about, you know, you and Dodger's incident and being in trouble, we had, I guess, sort of come to the arrangement slash had a challenge. You got any issues with me leading? If so, now's the time to say it.
I literally don't care.
Cool.
I didn't care in the first place.
Cool. That's just been a running theme with this pack. I'm glad that that's not an issue for you. Okay. Also, yeah, no, I don't know if I said that already. Getting Coho Jack to show up that fast and getting it to do all that shit with the water, I was not expecting that, to be honest.
I mean, to be fair, I didn't get him to do anything. He just enjoyed the flare. I just asked him to help.
I mean, is that what a Thayer is supposed to do? Ask for the spirit's help?
Well, thank you for that, but I still feel like I am way too new. I need to practice more.
It was quick thinking. That's what we need right now.
It was rage thinking.
It's not stupid if it works.
Yeah. We got the rage for a reason. Sometimes that's the reason, but yeah. So, next steps. Anybody got suggestions?
Where the fuck is Falling Leaf?
That is a very good question.
I did try to find him once and located him around the industrial district, but never looked into it. I'm curious to see if he's still there.
I mean, probably wouldn't hurt to do your mojo thing again with it, and with him being gone so long,
I fear for the worst.
I'm still not sure if, you know, I'm on that same wavelength, but I know it would be very helpful to have him around again.
I expressed my concern on multiple occasions, but we know he can handle himself, but at the same time...
It's been, like, what, 2 weeks?
That's close. So, yeah, maybe try a little rock mojo map thing again.
Is that what we're trying to call this?
I don't know what the hell
a rite of the questing stone.
Cool. Didn't know that before, name,
sir.
All right. Well, now we know. Thank you.
But yeah, if we can find him or even start looking for him, it gives us something to do aside from just sitting up here feeling bad for ourselves. Like, fucking need to do something.
Pull out the map. Pull out the string and the stone. And work my mojo.
I ever tell you how cool your fanny pack is?
Want to touch it?
No. But have I ever told you how cool it is?
You have not.
Yeah, you're right.
Nightbang just putting his head in his hand and just shaking it with a stupid grin on his face.
Increase the difficulty by one due to your packmates mocking you.
Upon moving my hand in a circular motion above the map, I ball it into a fist and hit him in the face.
Make you roll for that shit.
I am. Right. 3 on the hit. I'm not rolling damage for that.
I'll take the hit.
No, you,
I'll even spend a willpower.
For what?
Dante takes a deep breath, closing his eyes to concentrate, trying to drown out the laughter from his packmates. His left eye opens as his hand slowly circles the map, quickly forming into a fist. It connects with Ricochet's nose, bloodying it up a little bit. And then back to the map.
I'll hold my face and, yeah, that's fine.
You earned that one.
Yep, I accept it. Worth it, though. Try and Maybe break it back into place.
It isn't broken.
Okay, fine. Well, then just wipe the blood off.
Roll wasn't that good, but you do have a bloody nose. Yeah.
I'm just trying to wipe the blood off.
I wink at you and go back to it. 4 successes.
Okay.
Nice.
Again, you take a deep breath, your eyes closing as you again focus on the right of the map stone mojo.
Is that? Beautiful.
Your hand steadies, you follow the pull of the questing stone. Again, it takes you back to the industrial district. The same fucking place as before.
He's captured. There's no doubt about that. This hit the same exact spot 7 days ago.
So I look over his map and it hasn't fucking moved.
The pull's to the same exact spot.
I guess I know where we need to start looking.
Captured?
It's my only assumption.
Or dead?
If he was dead, this wouldn't work.
That's good to know.
Maybe he got a place over there away from us. I don't know, like some shitty apartment. It's something to go on now.
Well, that's what we know for sure. Not dead.
Guess that's the only positive outcome right now.
Kind of.
What now?
Well, now I think we should at least tell somebody we're heading out and get looking. You know, if it's something too big for us, we can get help. If it's...
Probably we should find out if somebody's been to that area.
Yeah, wouldn't be a bad idea.
Last we knew, no one has been there yet. We were waiting on answers from Carter.
Well then, shall we find Le Magnifique?
Maybe, go stir up Dave. See if he's got something.
Let the man rest.
He wasn't hurt that bad. I mean, look at all us. We're better now.
I think he's healed enough to answer a fucking question. Or at least a heads up. Let him know we're leaving.
Yeah. You guys are the boss.
We'll go out to the lake and see if maybe Bodhi knows more.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can literally see Dodger, Mia, and Bodhi from where you're sitting. Like, if there weren't a wall there, you could throw something at Dodger.
Still probably could if we tried hard enough.
Well, if you'd hit him.
Alright. Then I'm just going to go nudge Cheddar.
That means you're going in his room. It's not like he's sleeping on the couch.
Go knock on Cheddar's door then.
This man likes to just bother people when they're sleeping, and I tried to push him away from it, and he still wants to do it.
So did I, twice.
I won't.
Nope, play the
no,
scene.
No,
too late
that's
now.
What you wanted to do.
All
right. It's like everyone else is right there. They're awake, and you can see them, and you're like, I want to get the one that Porter wrote out of the scene. Dick.
Stop sleeping.
Hey, you know what? Want to do the questing stone for Carter and R4 so we can...
Sure.
Fucking
how about Bodhi? I think I should look for Bodhi.
You could see him.
No, I should still look around. For him, though.
You monster. All right. Do you go to his door?
Shut up.
Few minutes pass. What?
Anybody heard from Carter yet?
He's not in here.
I already made that assumption.
Well, what the fuck are you knocking on my door for?
Enjoy your sleep.
I was, you prick.
Just accepting it.
Some lessons need to be learned in person.
While he was doing that, I went outside.
Again, it's fucking hot. There's a decent breeze going, though, so it's not as bad as it could be. Again, not a cloud in the sky. You can see there's some kids playing in the lake. A couple people out on their back decks as well. Yeah, a few feet away is a Dodger and a Hamid. Yeah. Legs crossed, you know, sitting there meditating, deep breaths. He's clearly not about to reach Nirvana or anything. He reacted to your presence. He clearly knows you're there. You can see out at the lake, Bodhi is chilling in a tube just on the water. Mia's sitting at the shore. She's got her feet off the dock. Just take it in the sun.
Just feeling the heat, I just go into a sprint and jump off the dock into the lake.
Like, what the fuck? As you splash.
Of course.
Yeah. You're such a dick, Dante.
That's not the first time I've heard that.
She towels off a little bit. You get a nod out of Bodhi.
Just sit there and tread water and enjoy it for a minute.
Yeah. Gonna walk to the dock and stop near Mia and not jump in. We're thinking about going to go look for a falling leaf. Do you know if Cheddar, any of you guys have checked out the industrial area yet?
Like, not really. I mean, you know, Dave did that research, what, last week? A few days, you know, but I don't know if anyone's been around there since in junk. I know Carter in Far 4 went looking for Falling Leaf's car.
Like today or recently? Yeah,
they left like an hour ago.
Okay. So we might end up meeting them. Dante, you got any questions you want to ask before we get ready?
As I walk out the back of the cabin, seeing Dante playing in the water.
I mean, there's more than that. There's a whole lot of things.
There's a whole scene there.
Like, man. I even painted.
Like, he's just always mad at me.
I know.
Man's got issues.
He's blaming us because he's waking a dude up.
He's jealous of the fanny pack.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, if he'd have just walked into Dave's room, he'd have been jealous of more than that. Dave was going to have some private time.
Cool.
I was going to make you walk in on that. Because knocking's important.
I knocked.
I know you did. That's why it didn't happen.
Jesus.
Look, he hasn't been able to man whore for a few days. He got shot up a whole lot.
No, only thing, I can't think of anything. This is going to be a learn-as-we-go kind of situation. All I know is he's been there for over a week in the same spot.
Yep, but at least we know Farfar and Carter are looking for his car at least, and probably looking for him, so might end up running into them. And, Ricochet, to fill you in, nobody's really been over there since then, so probably should have left Dave alone.
Yeah, I'm seeing that now. So we're going to go find him or what?
Yeah, I mean, we let people know we're going. We asked our questions. Let's fucking do it.
I look down at Mia. You know where we're going then.
Yeah, like, be careful in junk.
Got it.
Oh, check on KT while you're gone, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, that's our first stop then.
Yep.
Oh, and bring back beer!
That'll be
just
our last.
Just give her a thumbs up.
We'll do our lovable best at, you know, being this young.
Figure it out! You hear her opening a can as you guys walk away.
We'll just get KT to buy it for us.
I imagine she'll have an easier time compared to us.
Gosh, I remember Lucinda brought the beer to their movie clubs. Mm. Or not Lucinda, fucking, see, now I don't know either. Captain fucking Wendy's. We're all hacks.
Different Wendy's.
No, he brought the food.
Oh, he brought the food, yes.
Alana brought the beer from the magic shop. Tell me I don't pay attention. Fuck. I can't even keep these NPCs straight.
It's a lot of fucking NPCs, man.
I will admit that would be an interesting scene, us showing up to the magic shop. Hey, Alana, can you buy us some beer?
I mean, you can do it.
So, we go check in with KT, see how she's doing. We probably should leave out the fact that we're going to go check out the industrial site looking for a friend, because I have a feeling she might want to look into it as well.
Yeah, no, she's, she doesn't need to follow this time. No, we're just going to tell her we're checking on her. That's it.
You don't want to see any more butterflies?
No. I mean, kinda, but no.
All right. Making your way through the cabin. Who's on point?
CJ.
Yeah, suppose I'll be.
Dante, adds or evens?
It's evens, sir.
Okay. Nightfang goes to reach for the door. It stops just in time to avoid being smacked with it. As Carter and Farfar have returned. What the fuck?
Oh, hey. You guys find the car?
What the fuck? You just standing there in front of a door? What the fuck does that?
I was going to use it.
We were on our way out the door.
Jesus Christ, give me a goddamn heart attack.
You almost hit me.
Don't be looking by doors, motherfucker. Shit, what are you guys up to?
We're going to go look for Fallen Leaf. We know roughly where he is. And unfortunately, he hasn't moved in 7 days.
Yes, his disappearance is troubling to us as well.
Did you find anything?
The old man left the car in storage 2 towns over. It has not been touched.
I've tracked him to the industrial district. We're heading there now.
Mm. Be careful, no?
That's the plan.
Yeah. Carter, before we go.
Yeah, what up?
Yeah, any more, info on the paper? What gets put out and what doesn't?
Man, I ain't in charge of what they report. You asking about that ink? We still looking into it. Shit. We're on it.
The ink, huh? Interesting. Alright.
Yeah.
Alright. You still got an eye on it. Then fine.
It is almost like we know how to do our fucking job. You don't ask my men for a report. Understood?
My apologies. It's understood.
I don't care about apology. You understand. You don't do it again. Oui?
Shake my head, yes.
Come on, foot and mouth. Let's get going.
Yep, just following.
Dante's just snickering as he freaking walks out the door.
It's just a curiosity. Omega one day
of another
learn.
Guy's pack. Tell us what the score is.
One day you'll learn.
It was a curiosity. How the fuck else are we going to find out?
The way you worded, though.
No, I know.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Just you didn't learn
anything. Put your foot in your mouth.
You're like, I'm doubling down. I'm just single focus now.
All right, yep. Yeah. No, I'm just going like to.
Sorry.
Little snarl, but yep. And follow Nathan.
All right, gentlemen. Sunny days, chasing the clouds away. What are you doing?
Let's get to Casey's place as far as we can through the woods and Lupus and walk in the town.
Yep.
All right. Standard fare. You know, it's again, it's a nice day, beautiful day, a little Again, a nice little breeze keeping it from being oppressive. You can see, you know, townsfolk here and there. Business as usual, it seems.
Don't hear anybody talking about a fire recently.
Why, actually, fucking sir. as you make your way, you know, again, back through Main Street, you can see the sheriff in his car are in front of the fire station. He's talking with the chief. A couple of the guys there, they're shaking hands. Obviously, the fire was still a big deal. And they have been big damn heroes for putting it out. The word around is that, I mean, obviously it was a significant deal. It's the biggest fire that that Willow's Pass has seen in 20 years. And probably the first time half of those guys have ever had to do their job.
Just going to make sure I'm on the other side of a few people as we walk by, just because Sheriff's still around.
Good call.
You were not noticed. Seems folks are used to you being around. You do, that's however. Good. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, CJ.
Oh, no. I was like, okay, that's good.
Is it? Mm-hmm.
And you?
You do notice. However, there seems to be, there's more people at Hops than usual. It's, I wouldn't say packed, but it's pretty, it's hopping.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
It's not like we haven't done that joke four times yet
before. I know. So. I know. I'm usually mad at you guys.
Exactly.
It's a lepixing.
Oh, boy.
Like, half the town's there right now, it seems.
No, it's a good amount. I mean, obviously, passing by, if you want to hand out perception alertnesses so I can see what kind of details you all getting about the world.
Sure.
Three.
It's a good roll.
For Hamid?
Yeah. Yeah. Three with two tens.
No, it's eight, six.
No, he's telling.
Oh.
Clockwise, dude. It was his turn.
What'd you do to my dice?
I don't want to say. We have mixed we have company today.
Oh, five for five.
Fuck.
Jesus. I was hoping that was a botch.
7, 7, 8, 9, 8.
Just like the look, your reaction. Okay. I thought maybe like you wandered into traffic and got hit by a truck.
Like he might have sprinkled some of that orphan blood on it.
That's what I'm wondering. Like I looked down and I was kept looking at it. I'm like, is this happening right now?
Okay. You said three also, CJ?
Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure I remembered that correctly because we got distracted by Tom fucking rolling god dice.
That ghost came in for a second for me.
Apparently. It was a good roll. So, no, you guys are doing well. What you do notice is there's a few new missing posters. You know, on the lampposts and whatnot. They are for animals, however. Missing dogs, missing cats. No more children. And as you look into Hops, again, you see that it's packed. There's a lot more people than usual. You can see, you can't quite read it, but there's like banners, there's decorations inside. There's some sort of celebration going on in there.
Okay.
In fact, you know what?
Yeah, I was about to say the waitress is back.
Yeah.
Dante sees welcome back, Lucinda. He can see that sign. Because five for five, Jesus.
Can't get any better than that.
That's I was going to say, because if we're seeing that many people, do I see Lucinda back there?
Not with those roles? Yeah.
Lucinda's back.
Wondered how long it'd take, but I guess good for her.
I mean, she was almost cut in half.
True.
I almost wonder if she'd be worth questioning and see what she remembers.
I mean, she hasn't, like, KT hasn't heard about whatever happened / wrote about it yet, so, and plus she was kind of there. I doubt she's told anybody or really remembers anything.
Let the lady have her day.
go to KT's.
Oh, I didn't say right this fucking minute, but...
We're just covering the bases, man.
Well, you're right, though. Give her her day.
All right, and again, you make your way, you know, passing the magic shop. Hey, look, it's Dave's Tavern. And you know that familiar fucking staircase.
Just walking up at that point.
Yeah, we've been here often enough. Walk up, give a knock before trying the door.
A couple minutes pass. The door opens just a smidge. You can see an eyeball, a little crack of a face. As the door swings wide open, you've got KT. She's got her hair up in a towel. She's clearly getting ready. Hey, morning, guys.
Ready for work?
No, we're on time. You guys want some coffee or anything?
A little too sweltering out here for coffee.
No thanks, KT. Appreciate it.
I'll never turn down a cup.
You got it. Cream and sugar?
You know it.
She meanders her way back to the kitchen. I thought you might have, I mean, it's good to see you guys. I thought you might have been Lisa. You can hear her fumbling around in the kitchen.
Oh? Expecting her?
No, she took off like 2 days ago. I thought she'd be back. She returns with a coffee mug with a bunch of multicolored hearts on it. She hands over to Nightfang. It's a very light brown. I hope this is right. I think I got it.
Free coffee's free coffee.
A taste of sugar and milk.
With a little bit of coffee in it?
Yeah, there's probably like a tablespoon or so of coffee.
Yeah, giving her a thumbs up.
It's basically candy, really.
It's the best kind.
Yeah, giving her a thumbs up. He likes some coffee with his sugar.
All right.
So you haven't seen Lisa? She's been gone, huh?
Yeah, because it's been a couple days. I don't know. I thought she'd be back.
Did she say anything before she left?
Bye? I mean, I'm going to go eat a bunch of people and start a killing spree?
I mean, last time she saw her, shrugged. There was... Last time we saw her, it was a weird situation, so... Never know.
Well, you know, no more secrets, right?
Yep.
Did you hear Lucinda's back? She's out of the hospital finally?
Passed by Hops on the way here. We saw the commotion.
I thought I'd swing by there before I went to work today. You know, see how she's doing.
Yeah.
It's packed in there.
Well, of course, I guess Dave would know all about that, right? Those two are spending way too much time together.
I look over at Dante and Nightfang.
He neglected to mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah? I was wondering where he was getting off to. And phrasing.
Or with.
Yeah.
I mean, about sums it up, don't I? Fucking Dave.
Maybe Dave knows something he's just not telling us. Or maybe just...
Do we really want to go down that path,
no,
man?
No, that's why I'm shutting up now. No.
Yeah, it's probably not any of your business.
Well, when you go talk to Lucinda, let us know how she's doing, huh?
Sure. What are you guys up to today?
Strolling around town for now.
Yeah. Heading to the industrial park. Just looking around.
Trying to find new leads.
I'll try not to get into too much trouble. I'm not going to be there to bail you out today.
Don't go, like, juggling knives or anything. We won't be here to help you.
I haven't taught her that trick yet. You know, from the circus and all.
I'm going to learn tricks.
Illusions.
I mean, when your friend's a carny, might as well learn some.
Could teach you how to juggle.
We'll start with balls first, not knives.
Well, maybe we'll return the favor and we can cut that hair.
I like this hair.
You're the only one.
That's fine.
That mullet will not stand. Mark my words, we're going to fix that.
Under my breath, but just loud enough for her to hear. Should ask him about his fanny pack.
She smiles, shaking her head. Get out of here, you knuckleheads. We'll see you later, yeah?
Yeah. Take care.
It's good to see you again.
You too.
We're heading down.
And with that, you exit back into the street. And that'll do it for now. Make sure to tune in 2 weeks for the next chapter of Wherever Gaia Takes Us, and next week for the regular episode of Rage Across the Internet. If you like what we do, tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody, and you can always jump onto our Ko-Fi to give us a little support that, oh, trust me, we desperately need. You can find that at ko-fi/RageAcrossTheInternet, and you can find us here, the same place you found us last week. So be sure to tune in and have some fun with us. You take it easy.